April 6th, 2021, Tuesday of the Octave of Easter. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, your prayers are only as powerful as the trust and forgiveness are perfected in your heart. A powerful prayer arises from a peaceful heart. Such a heart has forgiven everyone. Such a heart trusts that his prayer is being heard. The forgiving, trustful heart has no barrier to acceptance of my divine will. He is open to the truth as it descends from my heart to embrace the present moment. Ask for my help in forgiving and trusting before you quiet your soul to pray. This is the way to see a more fruitful prayer life. It begins in the present moment." A note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 4 through 7. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Another note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 18 through 24. "Little children, let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and in truth. By this we shall know that we are of the truth, and reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he has given us." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.